From inflation to rising interest rates, it's been hard navigating the markets this year. Amid this volatility, one constant is the challenge of finding the right income strategy. At Global X ETFs, our products look beyond traditional fixed income, offering solutions for investors seeking to increase or diversify the yield potential of their portfolio. Visit globalxetfs.com/income to learn more.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, October 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. High inflation is still putting the squeeze on household budgets, though it has ticked a bit lower in recent months. And while some prices have come down, others are more stubborn, more sticky at those high levels.
The really tricky thing about sticky inflation is that it makes it really hard for people to plan for the future.
On today's show, we'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Julia Carpenter, about which products and services tend to have sticky prices and why some stay high while others drop. That's after the break.
The energy landscape is changing before our eyes. With rising oil and gas prices, alternative fuel options are looking more attractive. But is your portfolio keeping up? At Global X ETFs, our approach to investing in renewables looks beyond what you might have considered. Visit globalxetfs.com to learn how you can invest in the rise of clean energy.
If you want to be price conscious when inflation's at 40-year highs, that might mean carefully planning out a grocery run or getting a haircut to stay within your budget. And while some prices have come down a bit, others have risen and now seem stuck there. WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter has been researching which prices tend to be sticky like that and how consumers can work that into their budget plans. Julia, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Julia, we hear a lot of government economic statistics, but I don't think a lot of people have heard the term sticky before as it pertains to prices. Is that really a real term?
It's a real term, and the reason we say sticky is because we mean that prices go up or go down and then take much longer to move. They're not as fluctuating as other prices. And the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta actually measures a sticky price consumer price index. That's their economic indicator that can help gauge which costs in your life might stay high for months to come.
All right. So what are some examples of prices that tend to rise and, you know, stick at a higher level?
Right. These are things like rent, which I think a lot of people understand because you sign your contract for rent at the beginning of your lease and you can sort of expect it to stay constant. But there's also things like household furnishings, baby clothes, public transportation, medical care. All of these things rise and then stay there. So don't expect the price of a haircut to come down anytime soon. That price has risen 4.4% from a year ago, and it's unlikely to drop anytime soon. Same with car repairs. Those prices have risen 11%, and they're likely to remain high for the coming months. You know, and also alcohol is on that list as well. People might notice that when they go to the liquor store, they might see that these prices have risen, and they are not as slow to drop as other things.
Now, to be sure, we've seen some prices rise and stay elevated even before the current inflationary period that we're in. But how has the price movement been different in this current economy?
I spoke with the Atlanta Fed and I spoke with an economist there named Brett Meyer, and he said that one thing we're seeing during the pandemic is that those set of sticky prices, we've seen them increase much more rapidly and behave with much more volatility than they would outside the pandemic.
And so which prices tend to be more flexible, you know, less sticky?
Gas is a really obvious one for people. I think people sort of know to expect that when they go to the pump, they might see a price change. But also, we've seen the average price of a gallon of gas really change this year. You know, it was above $5 in June. And now, as of this last week, according to the AAA, it's come down to $3.76. So you might have noticed those fluctuating prices on recent shopping trips for other things. You know, the prices of fruits and vegetables, clothing, shoes, those are all flexible prices.
So why are some prices sticky and some are not?
There's a lot of different things that go into calculating how a price can be changed that way. You know, something like rent, for example, is sticky because, as we mentioned, it's set by a contract. So you sign it at the beginning of the year, and at the next year, however long your lease is, you'll reassess it again. So you kind of know to expect it for that period of time. Other things are sticky because they are dependent on labor services. So when we see wages increase, and wages are very sticky as well, then you can see this ripple effect where then things like rent restaurant menu items are sticky, or alcohol is sticky, or food and beverages away from your house are sticky. So there's sort of this cascading effect from all of these other sticky costs that then ripple through all of these other sticky items. And something that's priced much more flexibly is maybe much less dependent on those things.
You know, this can really make shopping challenging for consumers. How have they adjusted to some of these prices staying high?
The really tricky thing about sticky inflation is that it makes it really hard for people to plan for the future. So people are already struggling right now to budget because prices are so high. And the fact that they don't know how to expect or forecast into the future which prices will come down and which will keep rising, that makes it really difficult. So people have gotten really inflation savvy. You know, they can seek out deals, they shop around, they price compare, they make substitutions. But sustained high prices, these prices staying sticky, that may push people to cut their budgets down even more.
All right. And so looking ahead, how sticky is this stickiness? You know, what can we expect going forward?
Well, something we already know about the sticky price consumer price index that the Atlanta Fed mentions is that it's still rising. So even as overall inflation is decreasing a little bit, which might be sort of a sign for optimism for people, this sticky price index is up 6.1% since last year. So those prices probably won't come down anytime soon. So people who are shopping for household appliances, durable goods, these other things that we think of as sticky, they should know to expect high prices for the foreseeable future.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal editorial page is always on top of the latest from Washington and around the world. I'm Kyle Peterson, and you can join me, Paul Jagot, Kim Strassel, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.